Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical. We're starting a new episode today, and I just had a coffee, so I'm sure it'll hit me at some point. It usually does, especially when I start talking about, like, just different things, so... Welcome back, you guys. I feel like I've been kind of on and off. I'm sorry. I'm just being easy on myself because it's summer and it's still summer. Fall doesn't start until September 22nd. So by the time you guys listen to this, there's 2 more days and then it'll be fall. Today, I want to talk about summer and just kind of share things that I learned along the way this summer. I got this idea from Peyton Sarton, so I wanted to give a shout out to her episode because it was really good. And I'm just excited because I had such a good summer. Like, there's literally no big reason why I had a good summer. I just, like, had such a good summer. And I really had to rack my brain for things that I learned because I feel like I just, like, had a very chill, nonchalant summer. That's the best I can explain it. I did a lot of hanging out with my friends, watching TV. I watched 10 seasons of Love Island. I feel like that's some sort of, what's it called? Guinness World Record. I also wanted to mention before we get into it that my merch is going to be officially live 2 days after you listen to this episode. So Friday, it's going live. It's going to be a pre-order, so you can order them from the 22nd of September all the way to October 2nd. And once that window's closed, we're not going to bring them back at all. So they're really cute. They're comfortable. And I've been working on them for a really long time. They say not your typical on them. And if you guys have been here from the beginning, then you're a real one. But not your typical came about because I had that as my TikTok bio since the second I started TikTok. And it kind of just became like my brand catchphrase. Obviously, the podcast title is not your typical just because it kind of stemmed off of that. And the reason was because I felt like when I would go on a fitness page, like, I just in my head knew what I was expecting. Like, I feel like a lot of fitness pages are very, very fitness centered. They're very, very niche down. And when I first started, I just was like, I don't want to only talk about fitness. I want to talk about my home. I want to talk about my fashion. I want to talk about my friends. I want to talk about Hunter. And I just wanted to be a page that was positive and, like, didn't matter what you were struggling with, you could come to my page and escape and just, like, honestly be in a good mood. I feel like, especially at the very beginning, a lot of my content was little dances. And yeah, that was a long intro, but I just wanted to give an update on everything. We're back to Wednesday uploads. And don't think because I'm talking about summer today that I'm not still in the fall spirit. I have a pumpkin candle lit by me. I have a coffee with pumpkin in it. And yeah, the fall vibes are still here, but we can still reminisce about the summer because I know a lot of you guys love the summer. But let's get into it. Let's talk about my not your typical obsession, dislike, and word of the week. My obsession this week that I wrote is decluttering. And the reason I put this is because Hunter and I have been putting this off for 2 years. We have been wanting to get a storage unit. And for some reason, that activity just feels very adult to me. And we're going to get one when we lived in Arizona, but at that point we were like, we're probably going to move and we want to be able to access it whenever we want. So we didn't get one. And then we moved to California and there was so many expenses when we first moved, like just rent and the moving costs. We had like the moving truck, the movers, and all this stuff that was just kind of extra, like going out to different restaurants around our house and furnishing our house a little bit more. So we kind of pushed off getting a storage unit because when we went to set one up, it was so expensive. We weren't expecting that. So we just lived with the clutter. And when we moved to this specific house that we live in right now, we just moved like, I think 4 months ago. We didn't realize how little the storage was in this house when we toured it. We literally put an application in the house that we live at now the second we saw it. I didn't even wait until I went in the house. When I was outside of the house and looking in the window, I was like, yes, I'm going to apply. That's how much we loved just the backyard and stuff. We knew it was going to be really good for Coco, but we didn't think that far ahead in terms of storage. There's one closet in our house with an actual door to it, and it's in Hunter's office, and it's small, and we have a lot of clothes between Hunter and I. So I just feel like over the past couple of years, we've accumulated a lot of stuff, and we also host a lot. So we have a lot of different blankets, a lot of pillows, a lot of extra blow up mattresses. And I bought the bed frame for my office when people come. So it's all just been sitting out, and we also don't have a lot of storage in our backyard. So anyway, long story short, we decided this weekend on Sunday that we are going to dedicate the day to decluttering, moving everything to storage, buying a storage unit. And it was actually such a fun thing to do with Hunter, because I feel like something that I love about Hunter and I is that no matter what we're doing, like literally moving things into storage, we're going to have fun. And yeah, it was actually a really good day. I don't like doing activities like that. I'm not someone that's like, oh, I love cleaning, I love organizing. That's not me. I've talked about it before. I feel like my bedroom, even growing up, was super dirty and messy because naturally I'm just a messy person. I'm not someone that like wants to sit and organize things. So when I have to do something like that, I try to make it fun in some sort of way. And same with Hunter. So yeah, we did that. It felt so good just waking up and not having clutter everywhere. I feel like having a clean space genuinely helps my mental state. And my life has just been so much better since Sunday. So that was my obsession this week. Another random obsession was the Target decor. I went fall home decor shopping, and I like went to Trader Joe's and did everything. And that was so much fun. I feel like just like the beginning of any season or holiday, I think it's so fun to decorate your house because it just adds an extra layer of excitement. You guys know me. I try to make every single day special in some sort of way. And I feel like even lighting a pumpkin candle and having some pumpkins around the house just makes me happy personally. And also having like fall flavored foods is a way for me to lean into fall. I know a lot of people aren't really into that sort of thing, but call me choogy, call me basic, I don't really care. It's so much fun. And honestly, Target has the best selection for decor. I got a new little lamp for our entry table. And again, I just love home decor. I like making our house feel cozy. So those were my obsessions this week. My dislike this week was just anxiety. And I've talked about anxiety a lot, and I try not to go too far into it because obviously I don't want anyone to compare how they feel to me. And yeah, I think the hardest part for me is when I feel anxiety mentally and I start overthinking a lot. That to me is so draining. And I just had honestly a couple weeks where I felt very mentally drained. And unfortunately, there's not a lot that I can personally do except for maybe surround myself with people that I love, try and take my mind off of it, do things that I love. But sometimes there's not really an explanation of why I feel a certain way. And like the things that I'm going on and on about in my brain or being worried about sometimes honestly don't really make sense. And I hate saying that because I feel like it does kind of invalidate the feeling. Like obviously it does make sense because I'm thinking about it, but I am trying not to like dwell on it because I couldn't really control how I felt. And yeah, sometimes you just wake up more anxious. Some weeks are off. Some weeks suck, but I just wanted to bring it up in case any of you guys struggle with it. I just want you to know that you're not alone, and I'm one of the biggest mental health advocates that I know, and I just feel like it's such a normal thing to struggle with. Unfortunately, normal doesn't mean that like it doesn't matter and it doesn't hurt, and that I just like I wanted to be here for you guys if you've been having an off week or if you struggle with anxiety on and off or mental health issues. Just know that you're not alone and you always have a friend in me. So my word for the week this week is better. I just want to have a better week. I'm not going to put a lot of pressure on it. I don't need to have a perfect week. I don't need to have a perfect workout routine or get a million things done for work. Like, I just want to be better than I was last week, and I'm excited. So let's get into the episode. I wrote down a list of 10 different things that I learned this summer, and the first one is not for me mindset. The not for me mindset has really changed my life because I feel like in the past I would see something and I would hear someone rave about something and instantly I felt like I wanted to go do that. And I was really easily influenced. And I think that's a good thing because I think curiosity is amazing. You can find motivation in that. You can find inspiration. You can find new routines and all of that. But I feel like at the end of the day, I just really make an effort to be in tune with myself. And I feel like when you look more inward rather than outward, you find what works for you. And I've just learned a lot that being okay with things that are okay with other people but not okay for me is a great mentality to have, because one, it makes you more open-minded because it's like, okay, well, that can work for you, but it's not going to work for me. And I've worked a lot, even just like honestly on the internet, not being like, this is the way to do it, this is the way not to do it, because who am I to say this way is the right way and that way is the wrong way? You know what I mean? So just having that mentality that, okay, it can be good for you, but it's not good for me, and focusing on myself, staying in my own lane type of thing. The next one is a two-part tip, and it's being spontaneous is productive, and then it's also you don't have to always be productive. So like, that's not even the word I really wanted to use for that, but I couldn't think of anything else. So the point of this was being spontaneous is a good thing, and you don't always have to be planned out. You don't always have to be making sure that you have all of this work time dedicated to this day and then having these days that it can be more spontaneous. And I feel like what this stems from with me is like, obviously you go to school your whole life and it's Monday through Friday and then you have the weekends off, and then after school you get a job and it's Monday through Friday and then you have the weekends off. Not always, obviously, but like that's just how for me my brain works with like a work schedule or a school schedule. So I feel like now that I have a different type of job where it's not like the 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, I struggle with knowing when I should take breaks and when I should be working. And I feel like I let that get the best of me for the past couple of years. And I've just now realized that I need routine, and I honestly thrive in that 9 to 5 atmosphere. So I've tried to kind of set that up for myself, even though obviously I just do a very non-traditional job and I really do sit at my computer for hours and hours and hours in the day. And there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes of this job in terms of planning, strategy, timelines, management calls, different types of meetings, going over briefs, negotiating. Also in terms of like money, there's a lot that goes into like being an adult. And I have a tax person. I go through my bank account every week. Like, there's a lot of things that I do on my computer every single week. And I have just realized that I don't need to be working and I don't need to be at my computer all day long. And I don't have to have certain days where I can just like turn off and then certain days that I have to be on 24/7. You know what I mean? Like, obviously everybody's going to be different, but I've just realized that being more spontaneous with my life has actually been a really good thing for me. And I feel like I used to be like, oh, being spontaneous is productive, but I feel like the word shouldn't be productive for me, because then I feel like everything has to be productive. Like, then I feel like everything has to be in this perfect balance. But honestly, I am okay if some weeks I quote unquote waste more time than other weeks. And I always think about my best friend Katie, because she does work the traditional 9 to 5, and she's very similar to me. She loves having a routine week. She likes working out. She likes cleaning her house, getting groceries. Like, she just likes to have that structure. And she talks about it a lot too. Like, she hates wasting a Sunday because she knows that that's the day that she needs to set her week up before the rest of her work week. And I feel like we've talked about it before, her and I, that like, if there is a Sunday where she has to choose seeing her friends over going and getting all those errands done, even though, yes, like that probably would have helped her set her week up, she still didn't waste a Sunday because she got to see her friends. And sometimes we have to choose the route that maybe doesn't make as much sense, but is more spontaneous. And I'm just trying to lean into that, especially because I feel like it just helps my overall well-being and it takes a lot of pressure off my shoulders. And I don't really like to use the word guilt because that feels very, very negative, and I don't even like that word. But I feel like if my goal is to be very productive, and then if I'm not, that's where maybe that feeling would come in and I don't ever want to feel that feeling. So yeah, just taking the pressure off of having to be productive. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that being productive is bad. Obviously, I love being productive and I'm a very, very productive, disciplined person when it comes to different things like work and even not school, because I'm not in school anymore, but learning in terms of fitness and getting my CPT and continuously learning about that stuff. And then also with like my fitness journey and feeling good, I just definitely am a productive and disciplined person. That's who I am to the core. I've always been like that. And when I think back in my life of times that I feel most me, it is when I'm being very productive in my life. But I also like to have that balance and being okay with things not being perfectly balanced, if that makes sense. Really quick, want to talk about something that I genuinely love, and that ZocDoc. ZocDoc is the sponsor of this podcast. They have been since the very beginning because I genuinely love them. The reason I love ZocDoc is that it helps ease my mind. I feel like we've all been on the trajectory of Googling a million things. It's human nature to be like, oh, I have this symptom, let me Google it. And it's just very comforting to know that I always have ZocDoc to run to if I ever need a doctor at quick notice. You guys can go to ZocDoc.com/typical and download the ZocDoc app for free. That's spelled ZocDoc.com/typical, TYPICAL. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patiently reviewed, that take your insurance, and are available when you need them. And they also treat almost every single condition under the sun. You guys can go to ZocDoc.com/typical and download the ZocDoc app for free. Once you download it, then you can find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available actually within 24 hours. That's spelled ZocDoc.com/typical, TYPICAL, ZocDoc.com/typical. Thank you, ZocDoc, for sponsoring today's podcast. The next one is silence can be better. I think it's a really amazing quality to be able to listen. I have so many friends that are such great listeners, and honestly, Hunter is the best listener. Like, even thinking back to high school, all of my girlfriends would go to Hunter for advice, and I think it's because he genuinely takes time to listen before he speaks. And I think that's such a great quality, and I try to learn that from him, because even as someone who talks to family about fitness and stuff like that, it's really important to know the entire situation before you give your advice. And I've just learned that so much ever since getting my personal training license, so I had to put that one. Okay, the next one is so freaking annoying because I keep talking about it, but I put one morning habit every day. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's making my coffee. I don't care if it's going outside, if it's going on the walk. I think that having one thing that your brain instantly thinks of when your alarm goes off is really important, because I honestly think it just helps me get out of bed. Like, when I wake up, I already feel groggy, and I feel like if I don't have anything planned, that's when like my subconscious mind will be like, eh, you can sleep in. Like, there's really no point of getting up. And I feel like even if you had that traditional 9-to-5, or if you have school and you have to get up, if you set your alarm a little bit earlier, you're still going to have that subconscious mind when it goes off. Like, do I really need to get up? Is it really that important? Like, if there's not something that you absolutely have to be up for, it's hard to wake up early. That's where a lot of effort has to be made. At least for me. I mean, I'm not a morning person. I have some friends that don't even set alarms. I think that's crazy. But I'm a night owl, as we know by now. So having something that I set as a schedule in the morning, like, yes, I don't need to go on a morning walk, or I don't need to wake up and make my bed, but Hunter and I have been relying on each other because we set it as an actual schedule, because if we don't, we will sleep in. There's nothing wrong with sleeping in. There's so many days that we sleep in, and there's many days that we go off of our quote-unquote routine, but just having the goal has been helpful. And there's nothing wrong with saying that I want to wake up early. I feel like when I wake up early, I genuinely feel better, even if it is kind of hard that first second my eyes open. I just love having more day. I love morning sunlight. I like being up and having more time to chill before I have to jump into work. I feel way better emotionally throughout the day. So I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that I like push myself to wake up earlier. But yes, there's obviously days where I don't do that. But yeah, just having one thing in the morning. And yes, it happens to be walks for us, and we're still doing that, and it's been like actually amazing. So highly recommend if you haven't tried it yet. But this is the last one, and it's accountability partners are a really good tool. This kind of goes back to what I was just saying about Hunter and I trying to wake up earlier. We're both night owls. We're both not good at waking up early. So having each other at the end of the night to say, all right, let's go to bed. Let's not watch another show. Let's put our phones away. Let's wind down type of thing. It's very helpful. And I feel like if I didn't have him, it would be a lot harder for me to stick to a schedule. And obviously we want to be able to do things on our own, but there's nothing wrong with having to lean on people. Even just going to the gym, for example, I am a procrastinator at the heart, and I will procrastinate going to the gym every single day. And sometimes it gets to like 1 o'clock, which is so fine. There's no right or wrong way to go to the gym, but I just prefer, again, to have more day. So if I'm getting home at 2 and then I'm showering and then I'm getting ready, like I don't really have a lot of time to do the rest of my work. And I know that. And I know that my job does take like getting ready or, I don't know, daylight. And I think it's hard for me to think about that in the moment, because it's like I wake up and I'm like, oh, let me just go on my computer, and then I get lost on my computer, and then I don't get to the gym until my lunch break. But I've been working out with my friend Delaney, and she's definitely an early riser, and she's always like, oh, let's go and meet at 8. And I'm like, whoa, that is pretty early, because like then I have to leave the house at 7:30, and I usually don't do that unless I have like a spin class or something scheduled. And that's the key there. If something is scheduled, I'll do it. And I always enjoy it. It's just like when I'm by myself, it's harder for me to get out the door. So having that reliability and having someone that's counting on me, that's not just myself, is really helpful. And it's actually something I learned about in my personal training license. Having an accountability partner and having that social support is a really great tool to use for motivation. And it's not something that we should feel like, oh, we have to rely on someone else, I'm not independent. Like, no, it's totally okay. It's human nature. And anything that's going to help you be better, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? So yeah, those are all the things that I learned this summer. Again, this was the best summer of my life. I genuinely hate summer, and I had such a good summer. So that's saying a lot. And I feel like I made connections with really great friendships, and Hunter and I grew as a couple. My life is just kind of always changing. I'm 24, and I feel like this is a really transformative time of my life, and I feel like I'm maturing. I'm learning a lot. I'm being more in tune with like what I want to do for work, what I want to do on the daily, and yeah, I just feel really good. So I hope this episode made you maybe think about things that you learned this summer, or just kind of inspired you to be more in tune with yourself. It's kind of just the goal of this podcast. So my journal prompt this week is for you to think about all the things that you learned this summer and kind of reflect on that. We love reflecting. I feel like it always makes me feel really good. So that is my only update. Again, don't forget about the merch that's going live on Friday. And I don't have any other updates. My parents are coming to stay this weekend. Cannot wait to have another little California weekend. It's fall officially, so hopefully the leaves will start changing. And it actually has been colder. Like when we go on walks, I'm always wearing jackets and sweats. So that feels really good. But yeah. Also, if you guys want to let me know what you guys like to see, that would be really helpful. If you guys follow me on Instagram, just DM me or comment on anything. I read all my comments. I feel like I have felt a little lost, and I hate talking about this because honestly, it's just like scary to open up online and come off, I guess, as unconfident, because that's like embarrassing. But I just feel like I've always been very confident with what I post online, and I've always been very confident in myself, but along the way, things knock you down. And I just feel like right now, I don't know, on one hand, I feel like I'm just showing up when I want to show up, and I'm just not really thinking much about what I'm posting. Like, I'll always have intention and put effort into what I post online for you guys, but at the same time, it's hard because I think I've just watched way too much noise, and like I can't unwatch what I've already watched. But like when random things pop up on my TikTok and stuff that's like, oh, how to grow, how to do this, like this person reached this goal and this person, like there's just so much going on. And I feel like I wish that I would have just never watched a lot of social media, and I would have just created and spent my time doing that. And it's just hard because I always grew up loving social media. I've always watched YouTube. I have my core favorite YouTubers that I always watch: Keaton Milburn, Gretchen Garrity, I don't know, like, obviously it's changed over the years. JC, I watch a lot of people and it's like an escape for me, but it just becomes hard when it's also your job. So I feel like I've lost tune a little bit of what maybe you guys want to see. And community has always been the most important thing for me. Like, I just don't really care about anything on social media other than community. And I feel like maybe that is kind of bad because, yes, this is my full-time job. And, like, I do rely on social media as my income. But in the back of my head, that doesn't really give me any pressure because I just feel like I can always change what I want to do. Like, career paths to me are ever changing. My mom, for example, like, she has always been a very successful businesswoman in the radio space her entire life. She's done marketing and radio, and she recently decided to switch to real estate 2 years ago, and she's killing it at that. So I just feel like I have a really great example in my life of, like, you can pivot when you want to pivot, and you never have to do anything you don't want to do, and you will always succeed if you put effort. So that doesn't really scare me with social media. I don't think about it as like, oh, if I do this, it's gonna ruin blah 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 blah. So I don't have a lot of strategy when it comes to, like, I guess, marketing on social media, because it's weird. It's like you're marketing yourself, and that feels just like unorganic to me. And I am not talking about anyone other than myself. Like, I don't think it's bad to have strategy and everything. There's obviously creators who are wildly successful and I love watching and stuff. It's just for me personally, like, the more I think about stuff, the less I want to create and the more it feels like a chore. And I don't want my life to feel like a chore, especially because, like, if I'm going to be doing social media full time, it does become a huge part of my life. And I know it's kind of like, I guess, taboo might be the word. I'm not really sure what that means, but sounds artificial, I guess, to talk about social media for some reason. Like, it's become this very negative thing, but I think that's why I kind of feel scared opening up about how I feel online. But yeah, I mean, it's not artificial, it's a job, and there's so many great things that have come from social media with me. Like, you guys DMing me is just a testament to that. I feel like there's so many people that are like, oh, I look to you when I'm having a bad day. Oh, I have learned a lot of fitness advice from you, mindset advice, all this stuff. So I know that it's a good thing. It just, like, can come off a bad way and come off like you're complaining. But at the end of the day, I do have emotions, and I am really trying to take time off of scrolling and trying to, like, have a vision or a niche, because I feel like it puts me in a box and it makes me lose sight of what, like, you guys even want. Because it's like, if I'm not showing everything, I'm not giving you guys the opportunity to be like, oh, I like this or I like that. And even if I share something that, like, some of you guys aren't interested in, I feel like that's okay, because I still want to stay true to me and share everything that I love and not just talk about fitness, because I've made it very clear, like, fitness is not my entire life and I love it. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. So yeah, it probably will always be at the forefront of my content. But at the same time, like, there's so many things that I love, and I've always shared everything that I've loved. And yeah, I just want to keep doing that and not overthink it, because I feel like I'll go to say or post something and I'll be like, eh, nobody cares about that. But it doesn't really matter. I feel like I just want to get back to not having that, like, critique in my head and care what people think about me, because it shouldn't matter. And even if you don't do social media, I feel like you could kind of learn from this conversation of, like, sometimes we need the reminder that we don't need to please everybody, and ourselves is what's most important. And if you're a people pleaser like me, then maybe this conversation will help. And hopefully I keep this in the episode, because I feel like it is kind of scary talking about social media and my emotions with it, because, like, I don't know, it just sounds like I'm complaining. But at the end of the day, you guys know how much I am grateful for you. And if you're even still here on this episode, I know that you know me and care. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday. And don't forget the podcast merch. It's going to be live on Friday, and I've worked really hard on it and the website and all of that. So definitely check it out. See if it's something that you could see yourself wearing. I love the quality of it too. It's really, really comfortable. Even Hunter will be stealing it. And I'm like, don't wear that. I don't want you to mess it up. I only have one right now. And he's like, no, I want to wear it. It's so comfy. So anyway, I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.